Thank you very much and good afternoon. I'm very pleased and happy to be again here. This is my fourth visit in the last 4 months. My previous visit to two places recently, 3 days ago, when I visited Odessa on Monday and opened up the honorary consulate of my country to strengthen our presence there. And even if we are not in the Ukraine, we, meaning myself, my colleagues, ministers from European Union, NATO countries, we are with Ukraine. Ukraine is very much on our mind and on our agenda. Last week we had a NATO foreign ministerial meeting and later on a EU foreign ministerial meeting. Ukraine being in the center, in the focus of our discussion. And the messages I'm bringing from these meetings, from all these discussions, are very clear. We are with you, we are with Ukraine, we are with people of Ukraine. We admire those millions of Ukrainian citizens who stood up for the principles they believe in, who clearly demonstrated the hunger for a normal life in a normal country, a country where democratic principles are respected, where the rule of law is obeyed, and a country that has a future, a positive future, a European future. We also strongly believe that rule of law must prevail over the rule of force. We strongly believe that the logic of confrontation must give way to the logic of cooperation. Needed to say, but I will repeat it once again, we do not recognize the so-called referendum in Crimea, neither we recognize illegal annexation of Crimea by the Russian Federation. We insist that it has to be Ukraine and Ukrainian people only who has the right to choose your own future. And we want to help you achieve the future you've chosen. I also come from a country for whom Ukraine is not only a big news in media. I come from Slovakia. We are neighbors, we are friends. For us, Ukraine is a reality. We have tens of thousands of people being in daily contact, and this is what we want to see continue. We want our business people to continue doing business. We want to see our cross-border, people-to-people contacts. We want to see Ukrainian tourists visiting Visoke Tatry and other places in my country. We want to see stable, prosperous, democratic Ukraine. It is in our interest, and we are here to help you with this. This year, Slovakia celebrates 10 years since we've joined European Union and NATO, and we are very proud and happy about achieving this, our historic dream. But we also remember very vividly all the efforts, all the reforms we had to undertake, all the mistakes we made along the way to get there. And having this in mind and being part of the process myself, when thinking about my presentation here, I tried to put together a couple of suggestions, which I want to share with you, no way by the means of mentoring, but rather as friendly suggestions from a friend coming from a friendly country. So these are my suggestions or recommendations. First of all, it's really important for the Ukrainian government and for the political process in Ukraine to remain inclusive. That means to make sure all relevant stakeholders are represented, that no ethnic, no religion, no other group feels excluded from this process. Let us not forget that in Maidan, it was the representative of different regions, different religions, different ethnic groups who got together and created a truly political nation, and they prevailed. Ukraine has traditionally been known as a multi-ethnic, multicultural, multi-religious country. This is what makes Ukraine unique and strong, and we want this to continue. Secondly, it's also crucial to avoid unnecessary internal conflicts and fragmentations within the government, within the ruling coalition. Times are difficult, you are facing many challenges, but you should stay united. You must not forget, what are you fighting for? And thirdly, you must not forget, you politicians, that all you do is only thanks to the mandate you were given by your people. And your responsibility is to fulfill the dreams of your people. Fourthly, it's about the reforms. And reform process must be put in the first place. You have many friends, and there is a lot of goodwill, there is a lot of assistance, but there is one thing that cannot be imported from outside, and this is the political commitment, political resolve of the government, of the political elite, to do the reforms. You will not succeed without reforms. And my next point is the communication. People can accept a lot, People can go through painful, difficult times, but they must trust their government. They must know that government knows what's doing, and they must see the light at the end of the tunnel. So please do not underestimate the communication with your people. To be more concrete, what is to be done? Very first step, to restore stability, standard conditions in Ukraine. Political, that means peaceful, democratic, free and fair elections, which is the conditions in the Kremlin. Second, social. That means building Ukraine for all Ukrainian citizens, regardless of their background. And thirdly, economic. You will have you've started receiving lots of economic support from the IMF, from the European Union, from the United States, from the individual countries. But of course, you need to change your economy. You also need external stability. And here I want to praise your ability to respond to force and to provocations with dignity, with restraint, with calm and your prudence. And this is what already makes Ukraine a moral winner in these difficult times. What are our expectations from Ukraine? Let me mention 3 points. First, as I said already, reforms. Reforms which are needed to transform and modernize Ukraine. Its economy, its political system, its judiciary, and other spheres. Let's have no illusions. Reforms will be painful. There is no other way. But there is no way forward without reforms. Second, inclusiveness. You have to be proactive. You have to reach out to the east, to the south of your country. You have to get all minorities, all the groups on board. You have to take care of Russian speakers, but also the representative of other minorities. And you should suppress extremism. You should be aware of the fact that any extremist statements weaken the position of Ukraine outside and weaken the position of the government within Ukraine. And my third point is credibility. There is a need for clear political roadmap with regard to the elections, legislation, constitutional reform, so that it's visible from the outside, from the inside, that the government knows what to do, and when to do, and how to do. So the rules of the game should be crystal clear. It's not about the European Union, it's not about Russia, it's all about Ukraine, making Ukraine a better place for the life of all Ukrainians, for economic developments, to fight corruption. And these expectations are the same in Kiev, in Donetsk, in Odessa. What unites you is much stronger than what makes you different. People of Ukraine deserve an ambitious future. European Union is here to offer this future. Right now, for the time being, is the political association, economic integration, visa liberalization. But do not forget that we have stated in our European documents that this is not the end game. This is not the end stage. The future of your European dream will be what you make out of it. It's an open-ended story. That means you can go all the way. I happen to be the one who negotiated the association agreement between European Union and Ukraine on behalf of European Union. I very strongly support this process, and I'm telling you, Europe is ready to accept you all the way you are ready to go.
1 minute.
I need less. First of all, help us to help you. That means the expectations are very high, we are here to help, but there are things only you can do. We need to see your political determination. We want Ukraine to be a success story. Success story must start at home. And my final point, united in diversity. This is the official motto of the European Union, and I believe this also should be the credo for Ukraine's political future as well. Thank you very much.